We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to page Chaf Zayin. The Chazon Ish had been discussing the idea that the application of our emunah is within the guidelines of halacha. And if you don't know halacha, then you can mean well and still do things that are very, very improper. So now he's going to give an example. And in order to understand the example, we'll give two introductions. Number one, the halacha we discussed earlier, that when it comes to teaching Chumash, when it comes to teaching plain Bible, so there we encourage competition. Even if people come in from another city, they're entitled to set up their own academy of teaching, Tanakh, teaching Bible, because we say competition is good for teaching Torah. The fact that that might put the educators who are local out of business, that's their problem. Ordinarily, we say each city should compete within their own confines. Don't go to a neighboring city and open a pizza shop. That's not nice. But when it comes to Torah, there we say you can compete. There's no boundaries in Torah, and it's good to have competition, and the more competition, the better. So that's one rule. The second thing we have to know is that one of the actions that are viewed very severely in halacha is what's called a moser. Moser. If someone snitches, if someone rats, if someone gives over information about someone else, so they could cause that person to be persecuted unfairly by the authorities, so that is viewed with great severity. Now, it depends a little bit on whether the government is fair or not fair, anti-Semitic or not anti-Semitic. Do they give the death penalty or not give the death penalty? But in general, a person who is a moser, he gives over information about other Jews, is viewed very harshly in halacha, to the point where sometimes he can even be viewed as a rodef, as one who's endangering the lives of others. If you envision Russia and people being sent out to Siberia and no fair trial and people just being executed randomly, so you can understand that a Jew who gives information over about another Jew, even on cheating taxes or something else, he can be risking that other Jew's life. So in halacha, we often view a moser, one who gives over information about other people, very harshly. Again, there are many details to this halacha. If you ever need to know, so then you have to research the question clearly. Yes? Eliezer, yeah.
So when people like in Israel would give certain people over to the British and they would get killed, that would be considered a huge halakhic violation.
Sure.
Does that happen pretty often?
It's terrible, right?
Yeah.
Right? And online, I can't go into the details of how harshly we view that. Later on, when the pizza's here, we'll talk about it.
I didn't go into specifics either. I was speaking
like, my app.
In general, yes. Ken Yechiel.
Is that only in this level or in small level also? And you have different... You work in the company and the boss ask about other colleagues.
That's another issue. You're right. If it's not governmental, if it's just within the framework of a business or something like that, then it's not a moser, but there might be issues of Lashon Hara. Okay, with that introduction, let's begin the next piece in the Chazon Ish. B'sefer Yad Shul Yoreda Siman Resh Mem Hei, in this work on the Codex, he writes the following. Kotev Chotzev Lavot Ish, he writes fire and brimstone, be'uvda, about the following story. Shebao melamdim mimkomot acherim, educators came from other cities, so the local educators turned to the authorities and put in a plea to have them removed from the city. So we have two issues here. We have issue number one. We said ordinarily we promote competition when it comes to educating Torah. And the local educators of Torah, well, they were fighting competition. And number two, they gave over to the local government, they gave over information to have these people kicked out of the city. And they said that the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, backs them. V'kotev. And about this case, the Yad Sha'ud writes, Halo b'talmidei chachamim uv'melamdim lo shayach kol zot. All these rules about fair competition are irrelevant when it comes to teaching Torah. We said when it comes to teaching Torah, we encourage every competition. So they had an answer for that. They said, yeah, when do we encourage competition? When we're talking about teaching the Bible. But not when we're talking about teaching the oral law. If we're talking about educators of the oral law, the Mishnah, and the Talmud, it doesn't say it about that. He says about that zehevel, that's rubbish. That's not true. The halacha is we always encourage competition. And they quoted a certain genius, a pious person, and they said, he gave halachic ruling to chase the competition out of town. And the Yad Shul says, I'm telling you, you're prohibited from even quoting that in his name. I don't believe it. I don't believe he ever said it. I don't believe he ever had it done. He knew his Torah. No way he would have given such a ruling. So again, the case was competition in teaching Torah. The local educators turned to the government to have the competition kicked out of town. And the Yad... What? No, it happened. He's quoting a case. And the author over there goes fire and brimstone against the local educators and says, you have no right to do that. Says the Chazon Ish. Once he's brought that case, he says, Lamadnu ad kama parzah shlatat hadin b'Yisrael. Here we see how much the law is the defining factor by Jews. Imadino seram lamdim. If the local educators would have been right, so then mutar legarsham. You're allowed to chase them away al yedei ha-moshel, and you're even allowed to turn to the local authorities to have it done. Umitzvah legarsham. And then you even have a mitzvah to chase them out of town. En kan malshinut umsirut uphitiyut legaresh Yisrael al yedei zarim. Then they're not considered as having given over information improperly. You don't look down and say, why did you get the authorities involved in an internal matter? Yeshkan mitzvah lekayem adat al tilo. We say we are responsible to maintain the faith correctly. That's if the halacha would have sided with the local educators. But the imadin matiram, if the halacha says they are permitted to come and compete in this town, hamgareshu masu. So then it becomes very harsh the other way. We say that the local educators who kicked them out of town, we look at them as a moser. We said that that's viewed very harshly. We wouldn't let them go up for the Torah. We wouldn't let them come in and join our shul. And I'm speaking about the small things we do against them. V'yotze miklal Yisrael. We say these people are not a part of Israel. We will have nothing to do with them. So, look at the extremity. If the halacha would have sided with them, then we would have supported their actions. If the halacha is against them, then they're actually kicked. They are viewed as excommunicated, not a part of the crowd. And Israel looks up to the Shulchan Aruch to tell us, okay, what's the halacha? Hagaon Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon Zatzal Hachadu Be'avat HaMishpat. Even the genius Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, he was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. He wrote a responsa called Shoel Umeshiv. He was not only the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, but when the Chasam Sofer was Bar Mitzvah, the story goes that he got up to give a speech. And in his speech, he quoted something his grandfather had said. And then he went on to disprove what his grandfather said and say it was wrong. This was a part of his bar mitzvah speech. In the middle of the bar mitzvah, his father got up and started beating the daylights out of him. What? And said, telling him, what a chutzpah. You're going to stand in front of everyone and say your grandfather's wrong. Who do you think you are? In the middle of the speech, in front of everyone, the father got up and started beating him. So his Rebbe, Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, after the speech, took the Chassam Sofer aside and said, look, you were right. The grandfather was wrong. And you're invited to come dorm by me. Because he said, this young genius, in order for him to grow properly, if any time he's going to say something new in Torah, his father's going to beat him, he's never going to grow to be what he could be. And so he invited him to live by him, and the Chassam Sofer continued his growth in his Rebbe's house. Because his Rebbe recognized that the father wasn't learned enough, and the father's going to beat the daylights out of the kid, he's not going to end up knowing anything. So he invited him to his own home, and that's how the Chassam Sofer became the genius that he was, because he was allowed freedom of speech in his Rebbe's home. So again, he says, the genius of Yosef Shaul Natanzon, hachadur ba'avat ha-mishpat, who loves justice so much, yitachzer al melamdei ha'ir ve'goer b'hem b'nzifa. He would turn against the local educators and yell at them in anger. In kantana cher piskat pasakta lechayuti. Ordinarily, if competition enters our town, so one can come with a claim, you know, you're severing my source of livelihood. Why are you opening a pizza shop in my town? I have a pizza shop here. Open one in your own town. What do you have to come compete with me here? That's a legitimate claim. Not in Torah. Hakol mutar l'arbitz Torah. Everyone's permitted to come teach Torah. V'lidvarav zal hakol nichne'u ha-mishpat v'shalom e'avu. U'min yatan b'ribo avat ha-mishpat v'kinato im lo mi'ut. Sheina mi'ut sicha lalun b'omka shel halacha. So he says, okay, how do you reach the level of connecting to the Jewish legal system? You got to sleep a little less. You got to schmooze a little less and learn more. If you dedicate yourself to the learning, you connect to the concepts. That's, again, a reiteration of the idea that the Chazon Ish has been promoting, that faith isn't enough. You got to understand the system. You got to love the system. And you can only love the system if you dedicate yourself to understanding the system. And obviously that comes through a certain sacrifice.